your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Michael Evans is with us. Now, Michael Evans is a fellow broadcaster, and he's been to the Get Prepared Expo. He and I and Sam Bushman and John Moore and Kurt Crosby presented a seminar on how to become a broadcaster, how to get through call screening. And you just heard Mike Parsons previous hour talk about how he used the techniques that Sam Bushman explained to get through a call screener yesterday on another broadcast in his home area. So it works. And we'll have Sam Bushman on again, and he and I, and Mike Evans, and John Moore, and Kurt Crosby can all talk about that. Today we're going to talk about kind of who we are. Here at USAPrepares.com, you're going to learn a little bit more about who we are, what we do. You know, we go to meetings, and we call the bad guys into the public view. We expose corruption. Today we're going to talk about an example. We're going to talk about the Blue Way. And with us is Michael Evans. Welcome, Michael Evans.
Good morning, Vince. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, Mike, I'm sorry I missed the meeting yesterday. Judy Dollarhite was going to be there, you, and I was scheduled to be there. And we worked out all the transportation arrangements to go to this this government meeting, if you will, to call out the government and find out exactly why this Blue Way happened and who's accountable and who's responsible for this morass. So anyway, Mike, let's talk about for a couple minutes, what is the Blue Way?
Well, contrary to what they would like to tell you at these congressional hearings, it is an implementation, a localized implementation of Agenda 21. Mm-hmm. And it is an opportunity for the federal government to begin to utilize its vast power to take control of land use in areas. And the Blue Way is the second of 25 designations that was originally created by the Department of the Interior back in 2012 under President Obama's Great American Outdoors Agenda. Now, essentially what's happened with the Blue Way is they decided that they were going to designate these huge swaths of land and put them under federal control for all intents and purposes. And they will control the land use, the water usage, the types of fertilizers, the types of pesticides that you could use, and essentially make sure that everyone who's on that property has an opportunity or is under the federal thumb, if you will. And they declare that, you know, it has no real impact, that it's really a benefit, that we should look at it as a designation that comes with, you know, benefits. But the truth of the matter is what they neglect to tell you about, and you have to actually read through their documentation to find it, is a 180-foot buffer zone around all water sources. That's springs, creeks, ponds, seeps, any type of water source that's out there, running water, rivers, all of it, 180-foot buffer zone, an immediate 10% reduction in water usage, followed by, in the first 3 years, followed by a 25% reduction in water usage during the subsequent 3 through 7 year period. Now, if you're a farmer, if you're a rancher, that's essentially putting you out of business. And those are only the top two of, I can't even tell you how many onerous regulations there are in here. And, of course, this is all administered by administrative agencies, which are extra constitutional in their nature. But to make matters even worse, the people who were designated or listed as the stakeholders here were all state agencies and or under the NGOs, there were groups like the Conservancy, the Nature Conservancy, the Audubon Society, and these groups that are absolute ultra-liberal, internationally funded organizations that are determined to implement Agenda 21, irrespective of what happens with state and federal sovereignty. And so when we found out what was going on here, we immediately alerted our representatives. They did it in secret. They did it under an executive order through the Department of the Interior. And I don't know where the Department of the Interior believes that they have executive authority to make declarative law, but apparently they felt that they did. And we rose up as grassroots activists and actually brought this thing to the attention of our legislators and also the Department of the Interior itself, both state and federal legislators, to demand that they immediately rescind this designation, which encompassed 60 counties between Missouri and Arkansas, 18 million acres. Now, for the record, for those who don't understand the immensity of 18 million acres, that is greater than the size of Rhode Island. It's a huge area of land that encompassed everything in the White River, and it was about the bottom one-quarter of Missouri and the top the bottom one-sixth of Missouri and about one-third of Arkansas. That's how big this area was. And it incorporated things like brand-new reclamation of land that is currently being used for growth of crops and the growth of livestock, and reclaiming that for wild lands use. In other words, bringing it back to natural status, which meant that you have to leave. And that is the goal of Agenda 21, to turn vast swaths of America back into wildlands where animals roam and people don't go.
Mike, as a farmer, I was outraged, absolutely outraged. You know, I don't waste water. I absolutely do not waste water. So they're not going to teach me anything that I don't know. And let me just take a step back and talk about the soil and water conservation people. They've been to my farm. I'm talking about an arm of the government. They've been to my farm. They've stomped around, and they've given me advice on how I can manage my farm better in their terms. Now, what they do is they will teach you, as a farmer, they will offer classes at $50 to teach you about different grasses and what grows and what doesn't grow for 2 days. Now, we charge $18 at the Get Prepared Expo for 80 seminars, 70 seminars, 50 seminars. Well, they have a couple seminars, maybe two in the morning, two in the afternoon, and they charge $50 for that. Now, so these are government employees that we're paying to work and are still charging us. They'll teach us about grass, and then they'll encourage us to consider putting fences up around our woods, putting fences up around our ponds, putting fences up around our streams. And the idea is it's being sold to us as this will help everybody. It will help with manure pollution.
Leaching into the water supplies and so forth. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
heard all these arguments, and they're all lies, and they're all directed to manipulate you into losing the use and the value of your property. Effectively hamstringing you so that economically you're bankrupted and then you are forced to leave the area via attrition.
Well, Mike, you said it absolutely succinctly, and that's the point. So what they do is they'll say, okay, now we need a little buffer zone around this stream here or this creek, and we're going to need some buffer zone around the pond. And what they will do is they will fence out the pond and the streams and the woods, because you certainly don't want cows walking through the woods and damaging the roots of the trees, according to them. And that makes it impossible for cows to survive the summer heat and the winter cold and the elements, the freezing rain,
right,
the sleet, the snow. I mean, my cows are black, and they get really hot in the sun. So I like them to go in the woods and get out of the sun so they can thrive and be very healthy. Well, that's what I do. I raise cattle. The bottom line, Mike, is these guys, these government minions, are part of the system, as you said, to put us out of business by giving us 75% back of the cost of putting in a well, because we can't, if we have to water our cows, we're going to have to put in a well, and they'll pay us 75% of that cost and 75% of the fencing, but in the contract, they have the right to inspect, detect, fine us, and charge us for any non-maintenance of that equipment that we agree to put in, that they design, and they have the right to be on our property at any darn time they feel like it for 10 years. And what makes me angry, Mike, I'm just boiling mad right here just thinking about it. There's some farmers that are so stupid that they agree to this. They absolutely agree to this nonsense.
They're stupid, you know, or they're desperate. They're so desperate for money that they can't avoid it.
Well, I don't think they read the fine print, and I don't think they understand that these guys can be on their property. I have a neighbor who has a who agreed to do this, and it's, you know, it's semi near my farm, and the government has cut up this guy's farm where it is absolutely not maintainable. They put in alleyways and fenceways. You can't drive your tractor through there. It's too narrow. It's poor locations. Everything about it is pitiful, and they destroyed this guy's farm. And so for 10 years, he's got to put up with this mess before he can rip it out, or he has to pay back the government, you know, the money that they put into it. So here's, this is just an example of what the government is doing to put us farmers out of business. And class, let me tell you what, if we go out of business, you're not going to eat. It's as simple as that. You're not going to eat. I'm here in Virginia, and for most Virginians who are consumers, food comes from the store. Well, let me tell you what. It doesn't come from the store. It comes from a farm. It starts at a farm. I'm just boiling angry thinking about these guys that come and walk around on your property, and then I'm talking about the government minions, and convince farmers that this is a really good idea. And when I had a farm in Virginia, they were willing to pay 90%. 90% of the wells, the plumbing, the underground piping, the electrical wiring, everything, just to get me to put like an 80-foot buffer around my ponds. When they were done with our farm, I didn't have a farm left.
Right.
It would have reduced my herd of cows by probably 50%. So anyway, so the blue way is our topic today. We're talking about what it is, and then when we come back, let's take a chance. Maybe we'll be able to stay on the air. See if these guys knock us off. But we're going to talk about who they are. We're going to name some names. We're going to name some names that were involved in this. We're going to talk about the government agencies that were involved. And we're going to talk about what happened and what we did. Mike Evans, Vince Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Mike Evans is with us. And Mike, I'll tell you what, when I think about what's happening, I do not dump uranium on my property. Depleted uranium, spent fuel rods. I don't do that. I don't dump military generators on the way back from Vietnam in the ocean. I don't operate rockets that pollute the atmosphere. I don't jet set around the country with an entourage of people on golf outings. If you look at it, our government is the largest polluter and destroyer of the planet on the planet. We have wars and we blow up buildings and destroy private property, and all in the name of democracy and freedom, which is absolute nonsense in my opinion. And the grab, the land grab that you are talking about, that I'm talking about today, is 18 million acres. Arkansas and Missouri. It has a nice name, you know, the Blue Way. We talk about green, and this is the Blue Way. Doesn't sound too harmful, but it was absolute theft in process to steal our land over a period of steps, which talk about the reduction in the consumption of water. Obviously, no farmer in his right mind is going to waste water in any way, shape, or form. It's a necessity to his or her livelihood. Mike, who's responsible for trying to perpetrate this theft on us?
Well, if you look at the people who are responsible, you got to look at these non-governmental agencies, which is how the government is bypassing the legislative process and the judicial process by implementing plans through NGOs and giving them delegated authority to act on their behalf in a way that is agenda promoting for them, but deleterious for you or me or the individuals in the nation who are being sacrificed on the altar of their greed for land and their intent and agenda to develop these massive wildlands areas that encompass already huge swaths of the country and are intended to nail down ultimately about 70% of America. Most people don't realize that already the federal government is in possession and ownership of 28% of the entire land mass of the United States of America. 28%. And they're not satisfied with that. And so what they do is they institute programs like this where they have non-governmental agencies who go out there and buy up land under the names of these organizations, these non-governmental organizations. And effectively, by buying up this land, they put it into these land trusts. Well, first of all, they're buying it with taxpayer money. Secondly, they're taking it out of the tax rolls. Third, they're putting it into land trusts, which we as the people and America as a nation no longer have control or ownership over. And what we're doing is we're allowing them to set the rules, and we're funding our own demise. It's insane. And yet, this administration, and not just this one, but many administrations before them, have been working towards this globalist agenda of absolute domination of all arable and usable and unusable land, frankly, because there's a lot of resources in what would be considered unarable or unusable land. And by locking up these resources, they are consistently destroying the opportunity for America to feed itself, propel itself through the use of its natural resources, and fund itself. And then they're taking these lands out of the public domain and making them private, and then they set the rules on who and where and how and when they can be used by whom. I mean, it is unconscionable. And all you got to do is look at how they maintain it, and they don't. Either they clear cut it to try to get more money out of it so that they can use that money to buy more land, and that which creates the same exact problem that they're telling you as a farmer they're trying to prohibit you from doing by erosion and soil depletion. And or, worse yet, they're using it as collateral to borrow money to go buy more land. And who's the collateral owners? Who are the lenders here? Well, the World Bank is a lender, these internationally funded organizations and groups. It is, if you follow the trail of who is behind Agenda 21, it is a frightening, frightening end. There are about 13 families on the planet that pretty much own all of the central banking, and they are behind these globalist agendas. Dangerous place for us to be.
I'm certain you can hear the passion in Mike Evans' voice. He's concerned. This one we beat. This one we stopped. It's the kind of individuals like Mike Parsons and Mike Evans, who helped stop these kinds of things. We'll talk more about it when we come back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for... Heart and Body Extract.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got your
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Mike Evans is with us. And Mike, several years ago, I was in a car on a long trip with two other people. One of them was a former police type person, a cop, if you will. And I was driving and I pulled into one of those convenience stores out of state. And I was pumping gas, and this former cop and the other guy went into the convenience store. The former cop had a headache, and he was in search of some kind of a treatment, maybe aspirin, something like that. And after I pumped gas, I went in to pay. And what I saw was he was looking for aspirin. He found it. And he had those cargo-type military pants on, and he just put it right in his pocket. Put the bottle right in his pocket and walked out the door. I followed him out of the door of the convenience store, and I just looked at him, and I stared at him. And he looked at me, and I kept staring at him, and he said, oh, I forgot to pay for this. Reached into his pocket and went in and paid for it. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this is I believe that some police, some cops are abusing us. Some of them feel that they are entitled to free coffee, free donuts, and free meals at restaurants because they're cops. They're not entitled to anything. They're not. Not entitled to anything more than any of the rest of us. So I just wanted to share that because, Mike, that is just symptomatic at a very, very, very low, small level compared to what we're talking about with Agenda 21. These types of individuals want to steal from us. They think they're entitled to our property. They are not. They are blights on the system. They are parasites. They're barnacles. And
they believe that they have one, an elitist mentality, that they have the authority and the righteous, you know, wisdom to determine, one, what is best for us, and two, that never includes an actual taking into account of what really is best for us. In other words, you know, their attitude is, well, we know what's best for the world on a larger scale, and we're looking at it from the 50,000-foot view. We don't really care about your myopic one single farm view, and you're just going to have to sacrifice to meet the agenda that we've set forth for the entire planet. And I got to tell you, you know, nothing could be more tyrannical than that mentality, especially by people who have no authority, no education, and no training to even make those decisions. They're based on emotion, they're based on ideology, and frankly, in most cases, they're based on some kind of self-benefit that they derive as a result of it. And it is unconscionable and inhuman. What they're doing to our society, and not just here, but around the planet, are actual crimes against humanity. And people need to recognize them for what they are. These people make guys like Charles Manson look like schoolboys, because what they're planning is a global genocide and the destruction of environmental and economic value that has built and designed this country from the ground up. They couldn't care less. They have no allegiance towards governments. They have no allegiance towards nations or towards the sovereignty of nations. They're interested only in achieving an agenda which is designed and geared for the demise of humanity and the improvement of the global environmental movement. And it is I'm telling you, it is the most dangerous movement that is afoot. They are one of the largest and most exigent threats to our national security that exists today. And government plays hand in hand and swings on the same set of swings with them.
Michael, it's so foreign to me to even think in these terms that people would be so greedy. For example, when our military went over to Iraq and littered the countryside with depleted uranium. That's foreign to me. It's absolutely foreign to me. It's foreign to me that governments would allow the construction of nuclear reactors with no safe plan for the disposal of the waste. There is no disposal of the waste that's safe. It's going to come back and haunt us no matter what they would do with it, but yet they would approve it. Who are these people that are so self-absorbed that they would pollute this planet? Michael, I remember talking to our priest in Virginia, and I asked him, I said, Father, do you think, and some of you may think this is blasphemy, but I'm sorry. I said, Father, do you think that God could be an alien and that he put us on this planet and said, okay, here's I'm going to show you half of what you need to know, and then you're going to have to figure out the rest for yourself. I'm going to come back and check on you in a while and see how well you've handled and played with your neighbors. And when he comes back, I think he's going to be absolutely furious that we messed up our own sandbox, we polluted our own environment, we beat up our neighbors for our own individual greed. I think he's just going to be furious. I really do. Michael, have you seen the TV series Under the Dome?
I haven't.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan of TV, to be honest with you. I watch very, very little of it.
Okay, Mike, I don't watch TV at all. I just happen to be staying in a home that is not mine for a couple days, and they have a television in this particular home. And they have a DVR which can record television series. And the person who owns this home thought it'd be It was right up my alley to watch Under the Dome. And here's what it is. It's all of a sudden this dome comes over a city. Okay? And the city has what it has. It's not getting anything else. The atmosphere is what it has. It's got no more air. It's got no less air. It's got no more water. It has no less water. It has whatever food is under the dome. That's it. And all of a sudden, society starts collapsing. People start robbing, cheating, stealing, killing each other because they're not prepared. And it's Mike, it's exactly the message that we've been preaching for years on this broadcast. Be prepared for whatever happens. So, I mean, it's fiction, but it just shows human nature. And it shows the political corruption. It's unbelievable. But it's really a depiction of who we are as people. And when I look at these politicians, I look at what they're doing. Who do they think they are trying to steal from us? And they don't deserve it. Know-nothing politicians with individual greed so great that they will tend to neglect their wives and their children for their own personal pleasures. Anthony Weiner is the butt of every single political joke of the moment. He is a national disgrace, and he's running for mayor of New York City. It's unbelievable. Who in their right mind would elect a pervert like Anthony Weiner? He's just one.
To make matters even worse, Vince, all of that is distraction. See,
yeah,
the goal of all of that stuff is to keep America from recognizing the real true criminal activity that's going on right underneath our noses. And, you know, we're being toyed with and abused in ways that are indescribable, in the sense that what most people don't recognize is that all of this is propaganda, and it's the use of propaganda that is misdirecting and, you know, misleading America to think that there really is they make a difference by voting and so forth and so on. The truth is, you know, we're either going to take our nation back, and we're going to do it in a peaceful but massively civilly disobedient way, or we're going to end up at a position where one day we find we have to pull out the ultimate weapon, the Second Amendment, which really, quite honestly, you know, our founders created that with the principle of mutually assured destruction. And, you know, that's the best analogy they could come up to under mutually assured destruction, because they didn't have nuclear weapons in their day. But make no mistake about it, they knew darned well that the use of the Second Amendment as a restoration measure would bear irreparable harm to the Republic and the Union as a collective whole. And I see no difference in it today. I think what we're talking about here is just, you know, a complete and utter disregard for the principles of a republic, for the value and the benefit that this great nation has built. We are the single and only nation in all of known human history who has created a republic that was designed with and founded with the idea that the minority of one is the smallest minority, and it's government's role and job to protect that minority from the whims of the majority and from those who would do us harm. And yet, for the last 100 plus years, we have completely fallen away from the principles of that. And now government has become our master. And we are the subjects. We are no longer citizens. We are simply serfs and subjects and slaves.
Michael Evans, at the top of the previous hour, not this broadcast hour, but the previous one, Cuomo was in the news saying that we have an open democracy. What? We don't have a democracy. Who are these people that are twisting these terms? Cuomo is saying we have an open democracy. We have a representative republic. And I'll tell you what, they keep changing the language. And over generations, young people probably have no idea that we have a representative republic. They probably think that we have a democracy. They probably do.
Well, the truth is, you know, a democracy is defined, and was defined even by the United States government until the mid-50s in military manuals, as mob rule.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the simplest analogy and the simplest way to break this down for the average American is simply this. If seven of us live on a deserted island and we're shipwrecked there, and three of us work diligently and hard to grow and provide food and firewood and shelter and water, and the other four determine in their collective wisdom that they have the right to vote from our efforts and labor, that they are entitled to a share of that. Quite frankly, That's the perfect example of democracy in action. Those four people override. They can sit on the beach and sun themselves all day. And at the end of the day, they get a chance to eat some of the boar that you killed and some of the corn that you grew and some of the water that you hauled. And they don't have to do anything for it. And, you know, that is essentially where we find ourselves today. The looters and the takers and the sponges and the leeches and the ticks in our society, now the ticks outweigh the dog. That's the simplest way to put it. And, you know, the dog has got such significant blood loss at this point that the thing is dying. And it's dying as a result of the parasites that are feeding on it, which in turn will die themselves once their host dies off.
Michael Blevins, you are exactly right. And I agree that Anthony Weiner is a distraction. And I also think that he is an example of who we have been electing that are destroying this country. Personal pleasures come first for Anthony Weiner. Marriages of convenience. Michael Evans and I will be right back. I'm going to ask him, all right, Mike, now what do we do?
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Michael Evans is with us, and Mike, I just want to say that as I spent a little bit of time here in the Commonwealth of Virginia, I see what could be otherwise pretty women with permanently marked ears, necks, arms, legs, backs. Ladies, really, really, it's not pretty when you permanently ink yourselves. Really. You're scarred for life. Don't even think about it. Just one of my comments. I can't believe women are doing that. Men, don't do it either. Really. And don't follow the examples that people in Hollywood exhibit. Their lives are dysfunctional. Please. Mike, so here's the question. We've got a political morass. These guys have sold us out. They're trying to steal our property. They are worthless. Worthless. Actually, they're worse than worthless. They're negatives. What do we do about
worse
it?
Worse than that, they're dangerous.
That's what I mean. What do we do?
Well, what Americans need to do is a couple of things. And I promote this program on our radio show all the time. One, every organization that is not either a Republican or a Democratic organization, and including those people who were members of that recognize the writing on the wall, need to band together and immediately put out a search and find qualified candidates who can be interviewed, proofed, vetted, and qualified to replace that which we know to be so faulty in Washington that it is no longer endurable. The second issue that they need to do is begin the process of making sure that those people are prepared to step into place when we have the opportunity to remove Washington from power, those people that are in Washington, and restore our nation. And then the third issue, and I've got this on our website where people can go if they just want to put in the plan to take back America, place all state and federal capitals under peaceful civil disobedience siege. They'll be able to find this article on there. And essentially, what I've recommend is that we starve the beast. Stop paying our taxes. Stop paying our taxes to state and local and federal governments. Stop paying on property taxes. Stop paying your mortgages, your loans. It has to be done in mass. But you have to recognize that the only way to end this beast is to starve this beast. And by accomplishing that, what will happen is state governments live literally hand to mouth. They have less than 30 days worth of money. And when they have even less than that, because 50% of almost every state is supported by federal government assessments or set-asides. And so you can literally have governments on the state sides capitulate within 30 days. The federal government can print money, but they can't print enough to both sustain themselves and sustain 50 states at 100%. And so what will end up happening is the banks will immediately recognize the dire nature of where things are at when people stop paying on their mortgages and their car loans and their credit cards. And I'm not recommending that you take this money and do anything with it other than escrow it. Put it aside and set it aside, not in banks, because that can be seized. But place this money in an area where it cannot be accessed or gained, or no access can be gained to it by government. And we will starve this beast. And then combine that with a march, a massive civil disobedient march, peaceful one, where we march upon Washington and the state capitals and we say, we're sitting here and we're not leaving until you do. And then as soon as government capitulates, insert some 3,000 to 5,000 loyal patriotic Americans who will sign an agreement and liquidated damages clause of their contract states that if they do anything against the agreement's best interest, they immediately forfeit their office as a result. And that's an interim step to reestablishing true constitutional candidates to run for office. But it has to be a coordinated effort, and it needs a lot of brilliant minds and a lot of money behind it to make it happen. But the truth of the matter is, if we remain fractured, if we remain uncoordinated, we will end up losing our nation.
Michael Evans, Vint Finelli, USAPreparedness.com. Mike,
you have a great day, brother. Thank you so much.
Hey, my pleasure. Michael Evans, what he said is really dangerous, and what happens is we get singled out and we get arrested, and a lot of us at USA Prepares have been arrested. A lot of us have had the police called on us. Mike Parsons, Michael Evans, Greg Douglas. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Ginny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.